The results of a new poll by the Pew Charitable Trusts shows Philadelphia's opinion on drug addiction is changing. Pew's Katie Martin says the problem is becoming closer to home for lots of city residents.
Nearly half of Philadelphians personally know somebody with opioid use disorder. This is up from 31% in 2019. And one in three Philadelphians personally know somebody who has died from an overdose.
Martin says people aren't as optimistic about the city's problems with drugs in Kensington. 56% of respondents say opioids are having a negative impact, which shows the problem is becoming more public and impacting people's quality of life in certain neighborhoods. Neighbors in Northeast Philly filed a lawsuit hoping to block the state's plans to add bike lanes and narrow Castor Avenue. The lawsuit also names project supporter State Representative Jared Solomon. WHYY business reporter Kristen Mossbrucker-Garza has details.
PennDOT wants to take the four-lane road and turn it into two lanes with a turning lane after what they say are too many pedestrian deaths. Take Back Your Neighborhood organizer Robert Rudinsky says turn signals and bike lanes are fine, but...
We don't understand why somebody would want to reduce the roads because you won't get them back.
Rep Solomon says he's not worried about getting tied up in court.
We did literally door-to-door business engagement. It's a nuisance suit, and we're moving forward.
Officials say the $27 million investment is on track to start construction in 2027. Kristen Mossbrucker-Garza, WHYY News.
Warm and sultry on this Tuesday afternoon, 78 degrees in Center City. Those clouds sticking around for the rest of the day, lasting into tomorrow for Wednesday. We're expecting a 50-50 chance at some showers, perhaps a pop-up storm or two. Temperatures also rising in a big way. Highs for Wednesday getting into the mid-80s. We bump it up to around 90 on Thursday.